I was a 19-year-old college student when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. And it had a profound effect on me and many young people at that time. And I guess the most dramatic thing is that I was coming home. I was coming home to Virginia. My family lived in Alexandria. And I was with a carload of students. And we came down the George Washington Parkway on that night. And, of course, Martin had been killed at 6:01 on the 4th. And there were fires. You could see the fires all over the city. And there were rumors, you know, that people would be coming over the bridges and, you know, threatening the suburbs. But in fact, they were burning down their own neighborhoods. And so when I looked out over the river and saw this, I just had this interior experience and sense of horror that something needed to be done, that someone needed to do something about this level of injustice and violence. And a voice came into my mind that said, yes, you need to do something about this. I took that into my young heart. I went back to the University of Rhode Island. I changed my major from English literature to sociology and social work. And that set me on the path of being a professional social worker. What we've done so far is to obtain the film. It's called The Witness, which features the Reverend Kiles, who was Martin Luther King's friend. And it's going to be shown on the anniversary of his death on the 4th of April. And following that, we're going to have a panel response. And that's going to include Ray Smock, who is the director of the Byrd Center, and Tom Seeger, Vice President of Student Affairs, and the Reverend Dr. Rudy Broplay, who is an adjunct professor of economics. And that panel will be moderated by Lisa Eunice. After the panel presentation and discussion, we're going to have a dinner, a soul food dinner, at the dining hall. So what we're going to have are tables of, you know, 8 or 10 with facilitators and guided discussion, and have people, you know, respond to what they've heard and what they've experienced in their own lifetime. So I'm hoping that people like myself, who have a living memory of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and death, will be there, as well as students who, of course, are much too young to remember that. And I'm hoping that, you know, it will really be a fertile conversation that will bring people together and really honor Dr. King, because I really believe, you know, I think he had an impact on many people, many young people, as I was at the time of his death. But something that I believe deeply is that when someone is martyred the way Martin was, that just 1,000 sparks of light go out from that tragic event, and they hit people. And one of them hit me, and it set me on a path of, you know, trying to be an agent of change, to be a force for good like he was in the world. We want to continue that legacy and, you know, and share that with younger people who do not have this in their living memory. And indeed, my young colleagues don't have this, you know, in their living memory. But they understand, you know, as we all do now, that Martin Luther King Jr. was a prophet for change. And that's, so I want to honor him, you know. And so I'm hoping that as many people will come as possible and engage in that process.